Inspector Kim Mueller is the officer in charge of Indigenous Policing Service for the Alberta RCMP, and she joins us on the line today. Inspector, thank you very much for joining us today. The RCMP, especially with around the National Aboriginal Remembrance Day, has come up with, I guess, sort of a new uniform in the sense that you have new red dresses that represent both the Indigenous and the RCMP. Comments on them, please.
Yeah, absolutely. I'm so proud that three of our members there up in the Peace region had decided to not only make themselves, but to wear a very new creation that my unit in Indigenous policing is trying to promote within Alberta and within all of the RCMP, actually. That design is something that I put together a couple years ago as an Indigenous female police officer. I really wanted something just like these members in your community there, that when we go out and work in our Indigenous communities, that we, you know, show that we're a part of the community, that we're a part of the culture, but also represent part of that RCMP culture that we're also, you know, proud to be a part of. So that skirt that you saw today, you know, there's a couple things that I love about it. It, one, very clearly, you know, represents the RCMP in that it has our four colors, the red, yellow, white, and blue, as well as our horse and rider, and that the skirt itself is in red, which to me symbolizes not only our, you know, our red tunic, our red serge, that's been a part of our uniform for 150 years, but more importantly, to me, it represents the red dress and those Indigenous women that we want to make sure that they still have a voice, even that they're no longer with us, but they're still always in our minds and our thoughts and our prayers, and that they're, you know, physically represented when we go out to these gatherings and celebrate things like today, our Indigenous Veterans Day.
The significance, you mentioned this, Inspector, the significance especially of the color red for both parties that were that are involved, both the RCMP and the Sisters in Spirit. How pleased are you that that red has been included and inclusive to both parties, especially on a week like this, and even with saying with something like Orange Shirt Day, Sisters in Spirit Day, and Remembrance Day?
You know what, and that's when we were designing that skirt, like I said, it was, you know, it's kind of a dream of mine a couple years ago. Working as a frontline, you know, member out at that time, I was working in the Enoch First Nation and wanted something to show that I was a police officer, but still Indigenous. And originally, my vision was, I was thinking of a police car. I thought the skirt would be white. And then my sister had the skirt made for me and went to a dressmaker, and she made it in red. And I don't know where the misinterpretation happened. It went from white to red. But it couldn't have been, it was the most, to me, spectacular kind of accident or meant to be, or I don't know how it happened, but like I said, that color red is important both in our world in policing, and that it does represent that tunic. But more importantly, as an Indigenous woman myself, I try several times throughout the year to don a red dress or the color red to make sure that those Indigenous girls and women from my community who no longer have a voice are still remembered, and, you know, through me, hopefully they still do have a voice.
You yourself, you're an Indigenous officer. How honored are you to have this now in circulation? In circulation, I guess, is probably the wrong term, but in circulation, as it were, to come out to these events especially since around this time that National Aboriginal Remembrance Day, these dresses are being shown for the first time.
Yeah, it's actually, it's so amazing, and I'm so proud of the three officers that you have there working up in your community, because we do have a handful of women in Alberta and other divisions across Canada who have made a version of that skirt themselves or have ordered it from the maker that we use down in Maskwacis. And we're starting to, you know, kind of create this trend or show this trend, give both. We want to make sure that Indigenous and non-Indigenous female officers alike can wear that garment out when they go out to these communities at these types of events. And I couldn't be more proud, though, of these three who, you know, wanted to do something for this day in particular and spent the weekend, you know, I understand in talking to the ladies, they're not sewers, and it took them about 9 hours this weekend to sit together and to learn how to use a machine right from scratch and then to create those skirts. Honestly, I couldn't be more proud. And when I saw the images today, it was just like, I can't wait to see more women in the RCMP wearing that across Canada.
How much closer does this dress bring the Indigenous community and the community itself? How much closer does it can it become?
I think it's a sign to me of reconciliation, right? Like it is. It's no secret. I mean, in this day and age, the role that the RCMP played in residential schools, it's not a part of history that we're proud of, but we recognize it and own it. And now, to me, it's about how do we go forward and work together and be part of that healing, be part of our communities, and be, you know, part of that rebuilding. And, you know, to me, that skirt is part of that symbolization of, you know, working together as one, as community, regardless of your Indigenous, not Indigenous, but just being, you know, being present, being respectful, and acknowledging the culture and the First Nations and Métis people who were here before many of us.
Inspector Kim Mueller is the officer in charge of Indigenous Policing Service for the Alberta RCMP. Inspector, I appreciate your time. Thank you very much.
Thank you so much.